I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan. It's Wednesday, which means a couple things. First, that traffic is worse coming into D.C. than any other day.
A little bit of rain happened from the sky. Absolute disaster for people. They can't handle it.
Also, that we start to look ahead to the upcoming week in football, a game nationally televised NFL Network tomorrow, and just a few days away from Redskins running it back, this time against the Rams and Sean McVay. One of our favorite football guests, one of the best analysts in the entire country, Charles Davis, is on the show today at 11. Thrilled about that. Fox Sports NFL Network. We will talk to him in about 57 minutes. Also, this is cool. Matt Wieters of the Washington Nationals
yeah.
is going to be on the show. Wieters, catching all season long, helping this pitching staff as it navigated some rocky waters en route to a division championship. So Wieters, first time I think we've had him on the phone all year long. We had him on out at the Nats Youth Baseball Academy with Max Scherzer, and he was sensational. He'll be with us at 1:30,
awesome,
so make
dude.
Note of that.
He is a blast. He is a really, really cool guy. He's one of those dudes that the numbers aren't going to give you the story of his production. Because if I told you, hey, a .233 hitter with 9 homers is coming on the show, you wouldn't be that excited. His clubhouse presence, super nice guy. Everyone gets along with him. Everyone loves playing with the guy. And he's a gamer. I mean, the numbers with runners in scoring position, the number of big hits that Matt Wieters gets, number of good at-bats he puts together at important times, definitely more than the sum of his parts.
How much of the 30-for-30 on the Redskins replacements in 1987, the players considered scabs, did you watch last night?
So I didn't see any of it, and I didn't want to come in halfway, so I'm going to have a DVR-type situation this evening. I can't wait. I heard it's great.
It was so good. Now, I watched the majority of the second half of it, I guess. I missed almost the first hour.
So I didn't want to do that. I want to have a whole unfettered setting.
There wasn't a lot going on. The Nats were getting blown out. I was sitting there, and I thought, yeah, I'm going to watch the rest of this and see what happens. It was sensational. And there were a lot of things I didn't know about that 87 season that ended up getting talked about and unearthed some things I think probably weren't known at all publicly that showed up in that documentary. They even had a short afterwards. I don't know if you watch a lot of these 30 for 30s, but the way this normally works is they have like a 90-minute 30 for 30 generally.
Mm-hmm.
Then afterwards, there's what they call a short 30 minutes somehow related to whatever you would just watch.
Like an offshoot, like a
loosely.
Spinoff. Yeah,
exactly. The short was on this sting operation that was done in D.C. in the height of the Redskins' popularity in the mid-80s.
The FBI Redskins ticket move.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the FBI sent out to all of the top wanted felons in the city, basically over 1,000, you've won tickets. They set up this office where people would call, and they had like a fake secretary who was a cop, and they'd transfer them to the cops who said, yeah, come on down December 15th and get your tickets. So they arrested over 100 felons, including two of the top 10 most wanted people in D.C., because the Redskins were so popular that they'd show up, they'd get in line. When given hugs by the people who were women cops just dressed up as if they were ushers, they were patting them down without the guys knowing it. If they couldn't figure out if they had a gun or not, they'd hand them a balloon, and they'd walk around with the balloon saying they needed extra attention throughout the day. They'd go sit in this room waiting to get their tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a master of ceremonies who would become the first African-American director of the FBI, I believe, years later, who was like wearing a top hat as if he was in Barnum and Bailey Circus, and he would be giving them this big spiel on how they won their tickets. And the front was that this is this brand-new cable network who's doing this to launch this big celebration with all these tickets. They're a brand-new cable network. And then at the end, he says, surprise! We've got one big surprise. Surprise! And after surprise, the FBI was supposed to just run into the room, draw their guns.
Guns blazing, yeah.
And he would say, you're under arrest. Well, he said surprise 3 times. And the FBI didn't run in. And this guy's like freaking out.
He's like, so the surprise is that there's right. a surprise
so,
coming.
So
surprise.
Now there's just 100-some felons who may or may not be armed in this room thinking they're getting Redskins tickets. He's the face of the operation that's
sure.
duping
surprise.
Them. Yeah, Michael Phillips, exactly. And he says,
good
surprise.
Rendition.
Nothing happens.
Surprise.
He goes, we've got a surprise.
Surprise.
Nothing happens. And the third time he goes, I'll tell you more about the surprise. Let me just walk down from the dais here.
I want to
see your faces when you get your surprise. And he walks.
Surprise.
He walks down again to the floor. And you could tell he's down there just so he can run out of there as fast as possible.
Right.
And finally, at the fourth time, he says, surprise. 50 people with guns and armor
there we go.
Come running into the room.
He's goes, pulling his shirt up to his chest going, surprise, surprise.
You're all under arrest. And some surprise. Of the felons start laughing and clapping because they're so impressed by the sting operation. Some of them, as they're on a bus, and think about the poetic nature of this. They're driven right past RFK. The day of this has all happened in the morning of a game. It's supposed to be bussed over to the game. So they get on a bus to go to prison, which is in
the prison
D.C., and they drive right past RFK, and guys are like, you're not taking us to the game first? They were so furious. It was an amazing video. But back to the 30 for 30 that I watched on the replacement players. I guess the one thing I'd throw out there, do you realize that the guys who played those three games for the Redskins, all wins, and if they don't win all three of those games, they don't win the division, they may not make the playoffs, they certainly don't win a Super Bowl. They didn't get Super Bowl rings. They did not get rings. Now, in the World Series this year, whoever wins, if you pitch an inning, if you have a day spent in the major leagues.
Jeremy Guthrie will get a World Series ring if the Nats win.
One inning, 10 runs given up, he'll get a ring. Same thing in football, by the way. You spend a day on the practice squad, I believe, you get a ring.
Mm-hmm.
The guys who were replacement players for three games, you could have caught 27 passes in those three games or made 11 tackles and had three sacks, a pick six to win a game to keep the streak alive, to get the Redskins into the hunt for the playoffs and ultimately the Super Bowl. You don't have a ring right now. And they had John Kent Cook talking about it, and he said, do people know how expensive rings are? We can't just go giving out a whole second team of rings. The NFL pays for those. Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Joe Gibbs, who I think is one of the greatest people on the planet, Joe Gibbs was asked about this on the documentary, do you think they should have rings? Well, first question was, they said, if the replacements don't win those three games, do you guys win the Super Bowl? And he effectively said no.
No.
And they said, well, should they have rings? And he goes, that's a tough one for me. And I'm like, Joe Gibbs?
Not for me.
You're the nicest guy ever. You're Joe Gibbs. What are you saying right now? I was so disappointed in that. What do you think about that?
It's something I'd forgotten about. Because obviously, it's 30 years ago.
I had never heard that in my life.
But it's definitely a factoid. I remember, just again, I was a kid, so it was hard to remember all the specific details of it, but... The idea that they don't now seems ridiculous, doesn't it? And this is being the 30th anniversary of it. Yeah, this is 2017, obviously 1987. I'm hoping that it's already in the works. I'm hoping that there is some sort of plan on around the 30th anniversary of the games that these guys played.
Yeah, because it was 87, it's 17, so it's 30 years ago.
To have those guys, as many of them as you can, back to FedEx Field and have a ring ceremony at halftime or pregame or something like that. It would just be, A, a nice gesture to close the loop. B, something that the fans there would go ape over.
Oh, my gosh.
Would lose their damn minds.
Well, it would be a no-brainer. It'd be great publicity.
To me, it's an easy thing.
If Goose is listening, Bruce, listen up, man. Whoever's over at Redskins Park, this is such a no-brainer. What's that commercial? It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of the earth. Lifelock security, whatever that is that guy talks about. Now, this is a bigger no-brainer. Homecoming game, you get everyone. If you're Darnarian McCants or Adi Jamoe, you're on the sideline for that thing. Anyone who's ever played for the Redskins comes back. It could be that day in October. I think it should be a different day later in the season, frankly. You honor them at halftime. You bring back the replacement players. They come out of the tunnel. You introduce them by name. You hand them a Super Bowl ring from that year, and that stadium goes absolutely bananas. To me, that this is such a classy, decent, it's just the right thing to do. Without those players, you don't have one of the three Super Bowls this team has ever won.
I mean, I'm sure there's a counter argument. I just can't really hear it or think about it. I don't know. It would cost some money, I suppose. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure somebody out there there's been a reason they didn't do this on the 25th anniversary. There's a reason that it hasn't happened to this stage. Just seems silly to me. That you could absolutely do a nice thing that would make everybody happy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What's the downside? What's the bad? Is there any bad to say, let's honor this group? Or is it because they were scabs and you want to make sure that the best players are always honored and that no one's going into the Ring of Fame or anything like that?
I mean, I think there are players on the Redskins that were offended by the guys that crossed the picket line or basically the replacement players. That's why they were called scabs.
Mm-hmm.
Who maybe bothered and offended that they have rings. But some of the guys last night that were on that special, including Doug Williams, who's an executive with the Redskins now,
right.
And the other one who was pretty outspoken on giving them rings was Dexter Manley. Dexter Manley said those guys should absolutely have rings. I think that's all it is you wouldn't want to, quote-unquote, offend the other player. Sorry, you were busy not playing, and they were busy winning games. Would love to hear what people think about this, by the way. We didn't plan on getting into this, but there are a couple people calling in. A lot of people probably watched. And even if you didn't, you can have an opinion on this. 800-636-1067 is the number. The Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines are yours. 800-636-1067. Even if you didn't watch, here is something that is worth knowing. When the Redskins had the work stoppage in 87 and they went 3-0, the movie The Replacements, Keanu Reeves, Gene Hackman kind of covered what happened. They beat a Dallas team with several Dallas players that had crossed the line that were legitimate NFL players against replacements.
13-7.
And if they don't win those three games, they likely do not make the playoffs. They don't win the division. They don't win the Super Bowl. Those guys don't have rings. How can the Redskins make it right, should they? And if you watched last night, what'd you think? 800-636-1067. One thing to clean up, because I'm getting several tweets here. It was not the FBI. It was the U.S. Marshals.
Oh, U.S. Marshals. Okay.
So it was one of the first things that they did. There was a company that they'd created, some kind of outfit called FIST, and I don't remember what it stood for. But basically, around the country at that time, it was very dangerous to go after the worst people that we have.
Sure.
Probably still is, but it's a little bit better now.
Yeah.
But at that time, it always ended poorly. So they'd started bringing them to them with really creative sting operations. 800-636-1067 is the number. Grant and Danny, Charles Davis at 11, Matt Wieters at 1:30. You're listening to The Fan.
Guys, week one is in the books, and I won a league on draft. I'm telling you, it is so much fun. If you like year-long fantasy football, you're probably already playing it, right? If you like daily fantasy, you're probably playing that week to week too. Draft combines the best elements of both. The most fun of year-long fantasy is the draft. The best part of daily fantasy is basically not having to be tied to a lineup and being able to play the matchups each week. Well, here's the thing. When you play on draft, and you can go to playadraft.com and get this done online as well as the app, just search draft in the app store. You get your player. Nobody else does in that league. So if you thought Le'Veon Bell would have a good game against Cleveland, that's cool. You don't have to fight for him with 70,000 other guys in some daily fantasy league. He's on your roster and yours alone. The snake draft takes place every week. They take about 5 minutes. It's fast. It's easy. It starts as low as a buck, and it's for everybody. No salary caps. It's awesome. Just search draft in the app store, and you can join a game in minutes. And now, limited time only, new players get a free entry into draft when you make your first deposit, but you got to use my promo code. That's 1067 Danny. That's 1067 Danny. That's right. Real money game. Just using that promo code 1067 Danny when you make your first deposit. Search draft in your app store or go to playdraft.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.